One ha'ara. Me'inyana diyayma. And this is a ha'ara nifla that I heard from Yedid Nafshi, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shlomia, Shlita, the Baal Oitzres Chasam Sofer. And that is as follows. The Gemara in Masechtas Megillah, Daf Hei Amid Beis, is Medayek Psukim at the very end of Megillah's Esther. So at the very, very end, this is already Perek Tes, after the miracle. It says, Alkena Yehudim HaProzen, Hayoishvin Ba'orei HaProzois, Oysem Es Yoyim Arba Asa L'Chodesh Adar, Simcha U'mishta V'yontoiv, U'mishloyach Monois Ishlerei. So Mordechai and Esther, Baruch HaKodesh Nemro, they have this idea that we're going to make a Yontif every single year. We're going to celebrate and we're going to commemorate these great miracles that took place. And what are we going to do on that day? We're going to make it a day of Simcha, a day of Mishta, and a day of Yontif. If you look three psukim later, says the pasuk, "Hayomim Ashenochem Ben Ayehudim Eoyveim." V'achodesh Ashenepach Lehem Yogin L'Simcha U'Meivel Yontif. Lasis Oysam Yemei Mishta.
What did they end up making the day of Purim into? A day of Mishta, a day of Simcha, a day of Mishloach Monos, but no mention of Yontif, in lieu of Yontif, a day of Matanis Levyoinim. Meaning, it sounds like L'chatchilo, the idea was that Yontif was going to be Purim. Meaning Purim was going to be Yontif. Right? Purim was supposed to be a Yontif. That's the way this was supposed to be. But ultimately, that's not what happened. What ended up happening is it ended up not being a Yontif. Kachava, right? We're on Zoom now. It's not Yontif. It was supposed to be a Yontif. That was the Hava Amina. But Lamaisa, that's not the way it was. And the Gemara Masechtas Megillah mutches a little bit. Why not? Says the Gemara, really, Mordechai and Esther wanted that it should be a Yontif. Of the Heim Lo Kiblu Alai, Klai Yisrael was not Mekabel. They did not accept. They said, no, Adkan. That it should be a Yontif, this is not something that we're willing to accept. The question is, why not? What's going on over here? So the Chasam Sofer, in a drasha, he says, a dover. It's in the new Drushas Chasam Sofer in Drush Chof Aleph, and this is a Drusha that the Chasam Sofer said on Purim Katan in the year Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Says the Heilige Chasam Sofer that on Yontif there's a mitzvah for a person to invite people into his house. The Rambam in Hilchas Yontif Perek Vav Halacha Yudche says that the Iker Simchas Yontif is not just for you to be besimcha, but it's for you to be mesameach, the Lev Aniyim, and the Lev of the Ger, and the Yesoimim, and the Almonos. And the Rambam, when he depicts the perfect Simchas Yontif, so he says that what a Yid is supposed to do is a Yid is supposed to invite the Aram Alayt, he's supposed to invite people into his house. So the Chasam Sofer says that had Purim been a Yontif, so the Yidden would have invited all the Aniyim and all the different people to their houses. But the Yidden didn't want that. And the reason the Yidden didn't want that is because they felt that at the end of the day, the Suda would be a little bit more geschmack if they were eating the Suda by themselves. Why do you have to have other people by the Suda? It's a little bit more geschmack. Chasam Sofer adds a knetch. He says that if a gvir invites an araman to his house, sometimes it could give him a little bit of a tip. Because the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that money is a galgal achoyza ba'olam. And just because somebody has money today doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to have money the next day. And when the gvir sees the araman, if he's a mindful person, to him it's v'achay yitin aliboy. That he realizes that maybe he's not going to always have the money. And even if he will, maybe his children won't, like the Gemara says in the Masechet Shabbos. And the Yidden didn't want to experience the Purim Suda in a way which they were going to feel a little bit of a tzip. So you know what they said? They said instead of us feeling the Purim Suda a little bit of tzip, we're going to make the Suda by ourselves. And instead of having a Yontif, where you're going to invite our Malay to the Suda, what we'll do is, we'll send Matanas Lev Yoinim to Daniel. And the Chasam Sofer says that's why it starts off, it's going to be days of Simcha, Mishta, Yontif, Mishloach, Manos, Ishtoriyeo. There's no mention of Matanas Lev Yoinim. And then they changed it. It changed into days of Mishta, Simcha, Mishloach, Manos, Ishtoriyeo. And instead of Yontif, what do we add now? Matanas Lev Yoinim. Because Avada the Yidin Arachman, Ibn Arachman, there's no Yid in the world that doesn't want to be Mesameach to Lev Anim. But you know what they didn't want? They didn't want Anim to come to them. So instead of them coming to me, which is the Surah of Yontif, like the Rambam says, instead, I'm going to be Mishloach Monos, and I'm going to be Mishloach the Matanis Lev Yoinim. And that's the way you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Nishbay Mir by the Suda. Why not? But Why not? So this is the Davar Pella. I mean, up until now it was also a Davar Pella, but this is the punchline Davar Pella. You know why? Because the Yidden wanted that their Suda should be a Zecher. It should be a Zecher to Suda Sachashverish. And we know by Suda Sachashverish it was Lasois Kirtzoin Ish V'ish. And what does it mean, Lasois Kirtzoin Ish V'ish? So we spoke about Ish is Mardchai Ein Shom Yish, and V'ish is Haman, which is Yish. But Pashin Ein Mikri Yoitze V'dei Pshutai. The Lasois Kirtzoin Ish V'ish was that every person got whatever they wanted. Every person got whatever they wanted. So the Suda of Purim, Klai Yisrael wanted, should be a Zeche to the Suda of Achashverosh. And the Suda of Achashverosh, it was perfection. It was Lasis Kitzoyin Ish V'ish. So even that sip of seeing the Araman that's going to remind you of the Galgal HaChoyz of Oilam, even that's something that Klai Yisrael was like, Kibla Alay, and that's why it's not a Yontif. Avada, you can't have Simcha without being Mesameach Aniyim. It's true, Matanis Lev Yoinim. Aben Nishba Mir and Shtub, because we want the Suda to be May ain the Suda of Achashverosh. So what's the Pella? Klal Yisrael's making a Suda? Zeche to the Suda of Achashverosh? The Suda's Purim that we're going to eat in a few hours is a Zeche to Suda's Achashverosh? How do you understand that? It's from the biggest pleas in the world, but the Heilige Chasam Sofer said this. That means it's Torah Misina. So how do you understand this? What's Posh Nipshat? Right? Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemer, the Chasam Sofer was also Baruch HaKadosh Nemer. So how do you Posh it understand that this idea that we don't have a yontif today, all it is matanis labiyonim, is because we want the Suda to be lasers kirtzoin ish v'ish, mizomach and aslecher for Suda sachashverish. So if Shlomi Yok said, a dover nifla, he said that if you take a look at the Nesivas' Pirish, a Megillus Esther, his Pirish, which is known as the Megillus Starim, so he says that the mitzvah of Purim is to make a mishtah. He says, why do we make a mishtah? Zogt, the Nesivas, the reason we make a mishtah is to remember the Suda of Achashverosh. He says, why would we want to remember the Suda of Achashverosh? Because the Svarim HaKadoshim say, it's a Shailan the Gemara, Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Beis, but the Svarim HaKadoshim say that for sure, part and parcel, and maybe even the Iker reason why the whole Gzeir of Haman happened was Mipnei Shenenu Misudas Shel Achashverosh. But what happened after the Gzeirah? We know Klal Yisrael did tshuva. And what kind of tshuva did Klal Yisrael do? They did tshuva me'ahava. Hodir kibluah b'mei HaShverosh, the Gemara says in Shabbos Peches Amad Aleph, was me'ahava. Klal Yisrael, when they were makabel the Torah the first time, it was kof aleim har kigigis. Even though they said nasev and ishma, but it was kof aleim har kigigis. Ad kidei kach that the Gemara says, mikan moido rabba lo yiraisa. Or ba'afal piki in hodir kibluah b'mei HaShverosh, that's when Klal Yisrael was makabel me'ahava. The avoid of that door was an avoid of me'ahava. That means when the Yidden did tshuva, the tshuva that they did was tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'yira, the Gemara says in Yuma Peivav, is doinus nas and shkogas. But tshuva me'ahava, the Gemara says, is doinus nas and shkuyos. That means the avera of Klal Yisrael being nena misudas achashverosh turned into a mitzvah. And because it turned into a mitzvah, the Yidden said, we want to make a zecher. And the whole Indian of the Mishnah is a zecher. It's a zecher to the Sudas Ach. You're making a zecher for Sudas Ach. I would think that's a skeleton you'd want to keep in your closet. No, we're pulling it out. And we're proud of it. Because once you do tshuva me'ahava, that terrible, terrible aveir is like the grass, the schos, the biggest mitzvah in the world. Because stoinis nasi zochias. And says the Nesivas in his Megillah Storim, that's why there's an Indian of Mishnah. The Mishnah is to remember Sudas Achashverosh, which once Klal Yisrael the Tshuva Me'ahava ended up being the biggest chos. So said Rav Shlomiak, that we know that Chasam Sofer, we've spoken about this in the Chaburah so many times, this is what Margula Bepume, the Indian of Zdoinis Nasi Zochios was so real in Torah's Chasam Sofer. Just to chazer over a few excerpts, Chasam Sofer says a person who eats Nevela and does Tshuva Me'ahava, he says he's going to go up to Shamayim, and for every Kezayis Nevela that he ate in his life, they're going to give him schar as if he ate from the Karban Pesach. Noch HaKezayis Karban Pesach. Noch HaKezayis Karban Pesach. The Chasam Sofer says in another drasha that if somebody goes to Batei Tartiyos or Batei Karkisois, and then he does Tshuva Me'ahava, he's going to go up to Shamayim, and they're going to give him schar as if he went to a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. It's a very, very real thing. One of the drashas where the Chasam Sofer talks about this Indian, Sintaychus the Pasuk and the David Hashem Oyer V'Yishi, That David HaMelech says, Al titneni benefesh tzoroi, ki kamu bi'edei sheker v'fei achamos. See, he says, what was David HaMelech saying? He says that, picture the scene, a person's going to come to Shamayim, and all of a sudden, this guy who ate in a veil his whole life, this guy was going to Bati Tartiyos, and they're going to give him schar as if he went to Beis Medrash. So there's going to be a snaneger that's going to come up into the heavenly tribunal. He's going to say, oh, this person, on this and this night, he was at Beis Medrash for 5 hours. And all of a sudden, two edim are going to walk in, and they're going to say, he was in Beis Medrash. He says, what do you mean? He was with us. We were in a stadium together. What are you talking about? So David HaMelech said, but what's the emes? The emes is, because doinus nas in schuyos. He says, al titneini benefesh tzoroi. Ki kamu b'edei sheker b'fei achamas. The edim want to come up and they want to say that my sanegra edei sheker. Because the edim zoinimin. Imanu ayisim b'makam. Don't allow them. But this Indian in Teres Chassam Sofer was so real. And not just real. You eat a kezayis neveli, you get schal like you eat a kezayis from a carbon Pesach. You go to Bate Tartiyos, you're going to be rewarded as if you went to a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash. Klal Yisrael was nena misudasa shalach HaShverosh. Once they did Shuvah Me'ahava, that Suda became the biggest Suda. It is like the Suda's Levyosan. This is Mamash Suda's Mashiach. It is like the biggest Suda you could fathom and you can imagine. That's what this Suda ends up being. And that's why we want to make a Zeicha for this Suda. And that's the Oymik of the Chassam Sofer. The Klal Yisrael said, we want this to be a Zeicha for Suda's HaShverosh, which was Lassus Kitzoy Nishvish, and we're not going to have that if it's a Yontif. Why are you making a Zeicha for Sudas Achashverosh? Because once Klal Yisrael did Tshuva Me'ahava, the Sudas Achashverosh is the biggest Sanhedrin in the world. He just added one knitch. Just one knitch. And that is, the Chassam Sofer says, Kama Pomim. And we mentioned this in the Megillah Raid Bites. That woe is so terrible about the fact that the Yidden were Nana from Sudas Achashverosh. It was bad. Chassal say, there was Gilead Arayas there. There was Stam. There was a lot of things there. But that sealed the fate of the Jews. So the Chassam Sofer says, because we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, that what went on at the Suda, Achashverosh had made a cheshbon. He knew that the Yidden were going to be in Golus for 70 years. And Baal Shetza made a mistake, but he says, I'm not going to make a mistake. And Aftanil Tor, the Gemara says, but he knew that at the end of 70 years, the Yidden have to be redeemed. And if they're not redeemed at the end of the 70 years, that means it's over. That means the Eibishter was Miyayish. And that means we don't stand a chance. We're never going to be redeemed. So what did he do? He took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Vesyikar Teferes Ketulasa. He took out the Begodim of the Kohen Gadol. The Suda of Achashverosh was a Suda celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash would never be rebuilt. So the Heilig Chassam Sofer said that the reason it was so terrible, the fact that the Yidden were Nene, Misudas Achashverosh, is because when the Yidden were Nene Misudas Achashverosh, they were partaking in a celebration over the fact that the Jews will never be redeemed and that the Beis HaMikdash will never be rebuilt. How do you come back from that? It's impossible. It's impossible. This wasn't Stam Hoylus. This wasn't Stam Hefkeris. They just celebrated a Suda, which meant that they are poshid. They're going to get drunk over the fact that the Eibush is never redeeming the Jews. They completely wrote a Kaddish Baruch Hu off. They were Miyayish Mena Geula Legamri. And that's why they lost their source. That's why they were in the Sky of Kloya. It's because of what this celebration represented. You know, one of the places that the Chassam Sofer says is he says something so sharp. The Pasuk says, right, he went out with his Tcheles, Argumon, and he went out with the Levush. And then the Pasuk says, V'ho'ir Shushan, Tzahala v'samecha. La Yehuda Moisa Oir v'simcha. So the Chassam Sofer says something only the Chassam Sofer could say. Ready? He says, Mordechai Yotza. Mordechai went out with the Levush that looked very, very good. But inside he wasn't happy. V'ho'ir Shushan, it was only the rest of the city. They were Tzahala v'samecha. La Yehudim, it was Oir v'simcha v'sasim v'kar. Mordechai Tzadik, he wasn't in a place of Oir v'simcha v'sasim v'kar. Mordechai superficially, yeah, he looked the part. He was dressed the part at that moment. But he didn't feel it. Mordechai Yotna b'chitzoynius, and only the Ir Shushan, as opposed to Mordechai, they were Tzahal v'samecha. Zokta Chassam Sofer, why? He says, Mordechai Tzadik, as much as he realized there was a Yeshua, but he was living in the time of a Churban, in the time of Golos. There was no Beis HaMikdash. And because there was no Beis HaMikdash, so he felt that how could I be Besimcha? Bepnimius? You expect me to be Besimcha? Akati Abdi Achashverosh, and the Gemara says in Megillah, Yudalad Amar Aleph. How can could I be besimcha? Superficially, umart chayotzo, yeah, it looks like this is the best of times. It looks like this is not shaykh. But inside, he didn't feel it. Abu va'ir shushan, listen to these words. Tzahol v'sameicha, ki lo ichbas lehu b'chorben beis hamikdash. Because the city of Shushan, they didn't care very much about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Sharei gam meikar nenu misudasa shaloi ser rasha. Because you see, they were nenu misudasa shaloi ser rasha. What was that suda? What's the oimik of the Chassam Sofer? The oimik is, Dr. Shlomiak, it's the Chassam Sofer l'shitasa. That's what that suda was. And as a result, they didn't care. So, per day, just didn't want to die. So good, there's no gzeir anymore. Gevaldik! For here, Shushan zahol v'sameich abim mordchai, he's yotza b'levush malchus. Chitzoini is superficially, yeah, he looks like, but he wasn't happy. Mordechai couldn't be happy. How could he be happy? Liboy shover kimi koydim. Ki mahir viach, says the Chassam Sofer. What did he gain? Akati abdi achashverosh shana. Nothing. And therefore he was still tzibrachim. But then eventually Klai saw the tshuva. And when Klai saw the tshuva, it was hadir kibluah. So now all of that, I don't care about the Beis HaMikdash. Ki lo ichbas lehu b'churban Beis HaMikdash. Only the Chassam Sofer can say these words. Now, that one. That line they did tshuva on. And you know what happened when they did tshuva on that line? Zdoinus nasas chui. So what happened to the suit of Achashverosh? I don't know. But it certainly sounds like if every Kazayas Nevela becomes a Kazayas of Achilas Pesach, and going to Bati Tartiyos becomes going to the Beis HaKnes, Beis HaMikdash, this Suda became the Spitz Suda for Beis HaMikdash. That means Klal Yisrael just got together with such a tshuka, and with such a slavis, and such a Sairis. All we want is Ritzoinenu Liris Es Malkeinu. All we want is the Gula. What happened right afterwards? Kol HaMisabla Yerushalayim? Zoich V'roi B'Sim Chasa. Klal Yisrael was Zoich to the Beis HaMikdash right afterwards. But that's the Oymek over here. A Yid sits by the Purim Suda. You know what? Sometimes he comes. What are we doing? What we're doing is we're remembering Sudas Achashverosh. You're remembering Sudas Achashverosh, yeah. Because you know what we're remembering? We're remembering that we did Tshuva Me'ahava. And when a Yid does Tshuva Me'ahava, Zdoinis Nasis Ochis. You know, you hear this Melitza, but I'm telling you, in Teiritz Chassam Sofer, it's real. It's mamish real. A person who did Averis could do Tshuva Me'ahava, and he's going to get Tzchar Mamish. I'll call Kezayas for Kezayas. Ad kidei kach, that on today, today's day, today's the day of tshuva, right? It's the day of tshuva me'ahava. It's Purim is Kippurim, right? The Goyin said that Yom Kippur and Purim are two sides of the same coin. Yom Kippur is the chatzi lashem part, and Purim is the chatzi lachem part. It's a day with this incredible esoiris of tshuva me'ahava. And what better way of showing that is by mamish sitting down and having a suda? What's the whole lachma anya? What are we remembering? We're remembering sudasa shalach ha'shverish, because once Klal Yisrael the tshuva me'ahava, that point, the Suda of Achashverosh became the greatest Suda in the world. We should be Zoicha again. We should be Zoicha to V'ho'ir Shushan, to Hol of V'Sameicha, La'ihuda Ma'isa Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sasim V'Kar, with the Bias Goyal Tzedek, the Meher of Yomeinu, Amen V'Amen.